All right, welcome back inside our proactive newsroom. And joining me now is Vibhon Lee. He's the CEO of Volt Carbon Technologies. And Vibhon, it's great to see you. How are you?
I'm good. And it's a pleasure to be here on your show, Steve.
Yeah, excited to learn a little bit more about what you're doing. I know you had some big news out today, and we'll talk about that in just a second. But maybe take a step back and tell us more about Volt Carbon Tech. Give us a little background.
Well, there's two main things that we're working on. One is our battery technology. And our battery is a lithium metal battery, and we're funded by FedDev to further develop this technology. And we've currently just crossed a milestone where we've built our 250 watt hour per kilogram battery, and that's been testing really well. And now we're focusing on the 400 watt hour per kilogram. So in batteries, you have to iteratively improve the performance. And that's where we're at now. We're going to put these batteries on some drones, fly them later on this year, and try to get extended range from flying these drones. So that's a very exciting thing that's happening in our Guelph plant.
Okay.
Our second business that we're working on is our graphite separation. And so we've had a facility that's been open in Scarborough for about 6 months now. And we've been testing the extraction process, and it's a dry extraction process. There's no water involved. And we're starting to get some really good results. Our last third-party independent results were above 97% carbon, which is pretty stellar for dry separation. But we've got our sights set on even higher carbon content in the next couple months. So very exciting. We're pushing the grounds, we're pushing the limits of processes, and we do all this without any water usage.
And I know the news out today is about that, and we'll talk about that in just a second, but are you talking about large flake graphite, small flake? Because there is different stages of graphite. So which part are you talking about, or are you doing all of it?
Well, we're talking about large flake.
Okay.
A lot of the output depends on the mineralogy of the ore deposit, but a lot of Canadian ore deposits have large flakes. So for example, here, this is an ore deposit in Quebec, and you can see how large the flake sizes are here. There, you can see from the picture, they're about half a millimeter, and that's in the 35 mesh, so we call those jumbo flakes.
Yeah, very Canadian bottle, I might add. So there you go.
Yeah, so, the maple syrup out.
Exactly. So that leads us into today's news, which is a processing agreement with Green Battery Metals. Tell me a little bit about this agreement and what this does for the company.
Well, it was a very interesting relationship we have with them. We started talking at PDAC. They came by our plant. They gave us a bunch of ore. We processed it for them, and they're very impressed with the results. They third party tested it, and it actually was just as good as flotation, if not even better. The recovery of large flake was for sure better. And so they really appreciated seeing our technology in our plant. And to do this without water will mean that we can potentially permit faster. We can take the bulk sample and start to maybe even produce graphite that we could say is saleable in the long term, short term.
So Vibhon, is the combination of the two sort of ways of the company, the two sides of the company that you talked about a bit earlier, will they go simultaneously side by side, or will there be a position where eventually they will mesh together and be able to use each other's technology?
They will go simultaneously side by side. The lithium metal battery technology that we have been developing actually has an anode-free side with no graphite.
Okay.
But we also know in the industry that graphite will be required in batteries for a long, long time.
Yeah, it's going to be very busy for sure, and really appreciate your time. Lastly, I'll just ask you, what's ahead now? What should investors expect over the next 6 to 9 months?
Well, I think being an engineer, I love pushing the boundaries. So more cycle life in our batteries, higher energy density on the battery side. On the Volt Carbon side, where we do the graphite extraction, I would expect more news on higher carbon content, better quality graphite. So every time we push the bounds another step, we get a better result. So that's the expectation.
All right, we'll leave it there. Vibhon, thank you so much. Great to catch up with you and learn what you're doing at Volt. And we look forward to following your story, okay?
Pleasure being on your show. Thanks.
All right, there's Vibhon Lee. He's the CEO of Volt Carbon Technologies.